This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
March Madness is here, and if you want to enhance the experience, join me, Gary Parrish, and my colleague Matt Norlander on the Ion College Basketball Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. We have new episodes at least three times a week and at the end of every night of the NCAA tournament. So before you go to bed, hang with us or know we'll be there when you awake. We'll break down games, make picks against the spread. Most of all, we'll have a blast. So join us on the Ion College Basketball Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast.
Hour, they dance around the clock to the bright tunes of different countries around the world.
Guess what day it is?
Surrounding Monroe County and the other counties up the Genesee Valley, with Rochester as the focal point.
I want all of you to get up out of your chairs and go to the window and stick your head out and yell,
"Thank God it's Friday!"
Rochester was one of the first boom towns in America.
It's Friday in the Flower City.
Flowers, flowers.
You know what time it is.
Are you ready?
The heart of the city has a booming, beaming beat. Stronger than ever before.
EXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. Your weekend starts
Let's get after it. What's up, guys? Moose, Breezy, welcome to the show. Thanks for tuning in. Friday, 45 for the high today. What's up, Breeze?
Good morning. Happy Lent.
Happy Lent. Happy second day of spring. It's going to be in the 30s all next week. We love it. How many of you have already slipped up, speaking of Lent? 2 weeks ago on the show, we asked the question, if any of you gave anything up for Lent, and a majority of people said, what's Lent? In simple terms, it's a 40-day period of prayer, fasting, beginning on Ash Wednesday, ending on Holy Thursday, preparing for the celebration of Easter. Breezy, you said you gave up hitting the snooze button. So in the last 2 weeks, how many times have you hit the snooze button?
Couple. Definitely a couple.
Definitely a couple times.
But you got to get back on the horse and try harder for Jesus.
That's what it's all about.
That's what it's all about.
Getting back on the horse. I gave up Wegmans altogether.
Yeah, that's crazy since you're addicted.
It's just, I don't think I'm addicted. It's just, that's where I go to shop. That's where I get my items. I go to Wegmans now.
You're there like two times a day, though.
What?
You go all the time.
Don't paint this picture twice a day. That's ridiculous. Have I done that? Yes.
Yeah,
not consistently.
That and the car wash.
Well,
yeah.
I pay monthly for that. I love Go Car Wash. Going to Wegmans, have I slipped up? Here's the... Well, hold on. Let me... Don't jump to conclusions. What did you think I was going to say?
Go on.
What were you going to say?
You said, here's the thing.
Yeah.
Dot, dot, dot. I went and saw Danny a couple times.
Okay, so I slipped up yesterday. What? Here's the thing, you guys. Well, hold on.
You spineless man.
Well, you guys.
You have no sense of commitment. Not an ounce of commitment in your body.
Well, that's not true at all. I'm very committed. Here's the thing. It was an accident because I've been doing great. And I've been very, like, in the mindset of, hey, can't go to Wegmans. I always pass it. But yesterday, I have these flowers in my apartment that are dying. They're from St. Patrick's Day. There's beautiful hydrangeas.
Not the St. Patrick's Day flowers.
Beautiful green hydrangeas. And they're all wilted. They died. I'm like, I can't have that. So yesterday, without even thinking about it, because it's a habit, after I left the gym, I stopped in at Wegmans.
That's a horrible, horrible slip up.
I didn't even think about it, but I have to have flowers in the apartment. It adds to the aesthetics.
First of all,
I never not have flowers in there.
First things first. If you're getting your flowers at Wegmans, you truly hate yourself. I think they last 5 days. The ones at Trader Joe's last at least minimum 12.
Well, I'm telling
Trader
you.
Trader Joe's flowers are superior, and everybody knows it.
They're nice, but the flowers I've always gotten at Wegmans, at least a week and a half. I'm fine with that.
Yeah, you could definitely get more shelf life out of the Trader Joe's ones.
I know. I bought those ones on like March.
And you'll pay a quarter of the price. This is the thing. You're not financially responsible. But you're not.
No, I only went in for one thing. And then, you know, obviously I get caught walking around. And then I realized when I was in Wegmans, I'm like, oh, I'm not supposed to be here.
The flowers, you're at the front of the store.
All of a sudden, I notice I'm not supposed to be in here.
On the peanut butter aisle.
What if I turn the corner and there's Breezy? Ooh, this would look really bad. This would look really bad. So I did slip up one time.
I'm sure a listener or two saw you.
I caught myself.
I'm shocked nobody sent me a video or a picture of you, like Bigfoot, walking the aisles in Wegmans, spotted.
Every 2 weeks, I'm buying myself a bouquet. And I know maybe
please just do Trader Joe's next time.
Maybe it's weird to do that as a guy.
Yeah, it's a little weird, but I wasn't going to say anything. I'm not going to yuck your yum. I also like fresh flowers around too. But
it's attention to detail, you guys. Joe, would you give up for Lent, intern Joe?
I gave up fast food.
Really? I did that years back.
We had Wendy's the other day.
I didn't have any.
Okay. Oh, you didn't slip up yet?
No.
So you're
fast food, including Tim Hortons. That's why I didn't want to stop and get my breakfast sandwich and coffee.
You can't afford it.
Honestly, dude, if it's got a drive-through window, it's fast food.
Exactly. Yeah.
So what made you want to give up fast food? How much of this crap are you eating?
It was mostly the money.
You're spending a ton of money.
It was because I was spending too much money on the breakfast sandwich and coffee.
That's so good,
What, $10?
Roughly.
Yeah.
Oh, at least 12. Yeah, and I'm telling you, you go to Tim Hortons, the biscuit. Wendy's, too. I love Wendy's. Did I ever tell you about my fast food addiction, Breeze?
No.
Yeah, I did. In my 20s. They did a bit on the show where they went around town and asked every person at a food restaurant not to serve me. It was really bad.
God, then I was like, hey, let me tell you something.
I was like, oh my God. It got to a point you can hear the cholesterol level in my voice when I talked. It's just so bad. I was going to Taco Bell. I was going to Wendy's. I was going to McDonald's. And that's a good thing to actually give up for Lent.
What do you miss the most?
The convenience of stopping and getting a breakfast sandwich if I forgot to get granola I left the grocery store.
Yeah.
You forgot to get granola?
Yeah, so I've been doing that instead of like regular cereal.
Eating dry granola?
No, I'm putting milk in it.
Oh, right. Okay.
Oh my God, you're healthier than a horse. I love that cereal.
Jim says I gave up meat, dairy, and eggs. And the very next day, I had breakfast at Denny's, and I ate all of those things. I just forgot.
Giving up eggs for Lent is very smart in this economy right now.
You save a bunch of money.
I was going to say, with the price of eggs lately.
You save a bunch of money.
Even when you go to Aldi, it's like $7 a carton.
Is it really? Jamie says, I gave up coffee, you guys. So far, I'm going strong. I almost slipped up a couple times. Don't feel bad, Moose. I wouldn't know where to go shopping either if I couldn't go to Wegmans.
Where would you go? Tops, Walmart, the Big M. Should I keep going?
Keep going, yeah.
You got options.
You got more than options. So. Whole Foods. There's another.
First of all, you're not.
Smaller grocery stores, too.
Yeah, but we can all agree you're not really saving money if you go to Whole Foods over Wegmans.
No, absolutely not.
No, definitely. I mean, that's bottom of the barrel.
Did I tell you?
Financially responsible.
A couple months ago, I remember the feud between Wegmans and Whole Foods. They forbid them to build Whole Foods.
And then they go, we just are concerned about the traffic. I'm like, you're not.
Not the case. So I went into Whole Foods because they have that beautiful buffet for lunch. And I got some Indian food. $27.50 I paid for the freaking lunch.
Yeah, tracks.
Yeah, that's, what are you going to do? Who else is here?
This person says,
I gave up drinking.
I gave up complaining for Lent. That should be Breezy's next year. Well, we need to make it realistic. You know what I mean? I don't want to set myself up for failure.
No, of course not. You've already hit the snooze a couple of times, but like you said, you just get back up on the horse. Good morning. This is Michelle from Irondequoit, eating snacks in the afternoon and stop watching Netflix. Eating snacks and not watching Netflix.
At what point does Lent become a lifestyle? because you just simply can't afford things. Fast food, Netflix. I can't afford Netflix. I don't have it. Why would I have that? Why would anybody have that? It's the most mediocre, most basic streaming service ever.
I think Amazon Prime is.
I mean, what we do in my family is my parents pay for Netflix and Hulu. I pay for Amazon, Disney Plus.
Joe, no.
Like,
that's not how that works anymore. They have access to your IP. You have to get a VPN. It's a whole, if you're not in the same household, you can't watch it.
I just take my laptop home once every 60 days.
Yeah.
And that registers as me being on a trip.
I'm going to flip. Now I have to rewire everything.
Personally, I love Netflix. I don't understand, you know, the issue that you have with it.
There's, I hate Netflix. I just hate it because they keep bamboozling all of their viewers. So,
well, I'm not happy. But first of all, I'm not happy about paying $85 a month for YouTube TV. Okay? That's what I should have gave up for Lent.
You got to go in with somebody. I pay $25.
Who am I going to go in with? My plant?
I don't know. Joe probably. Joe's saving a buck right now.
Joe, you want to go halvesies on something?
We'll talk about it.
Yeah, he goes off air. We'll discuss off air.
Well, yeah, good luck with Lent, guys. We're almost in the home stretch. Anyone
and
know when the Easter is?
For the love of God, for the love of God, next time please buy your flowers at Trader Joe's. So much cheaper. So many more options. So much more beauty in those flowers.
My Aunt Tina I was talking to the other day was like, I think it's nice that you're a young, single man who likes flowers. I'm like, it's just...
And by Aunt Tina, you mean Plant Tina?
Every morning is a party with Moose and Breezy. Be a part of BXY Mornings now when you call or text us at 585-252-9800. The number one hit music station. 98 BXY. Just when you think you've got life figured out. Oh! You're a parent now. Moose and Breezy hear your dilemmas. Completely anonymous. And 100% supportive for another episode of PXY Mornings. Parental Confidential.
Hello, Moose and Breezy. My 9-year-old keeps getting roasted by his friends. Well, welcome to the club, buddy. It's just another day at the office. Well, we do hate bullies on this show. Pam from Miranda-Quoit sent us this heartfelt message asking if any parents have had to deal with this same situation. 585-252-9800 is the number to call and give advice on this parental this morning. She writes in and says, "Hi, Moose and Breezy. Good morning. I love the show. I listen when I drive my son to school, which is more often now because he doesn't enjoy taking the bus as much anymore because he gets picked on. My son is 9. Keeps coming home crying because his friends won't stop roasting him.
Oh, so tough.
I've told him to tell the teacher, but apparently now they have roasted him about being a snitch. This kid can't win. I don't know what else to do. His counselor has talked to all the other students, and it stops for a couple of days until someone decides to say something, and then around and around we go. I have tried teaching him how to roast back or defend himself. But he's very stubborn about it. He just shuts down for the rest of the day. And I don't think his friends are trying to emotionally upset him, but I know how kids can be. Once they start and get a few laughs, someone else jumps in, and then they all gang up on him. At this point, speaking to the teacher or the school counselor has not seemed to help. I really need advice on how to go about this. Thank you so much." Well, if you have advice, we'd love to hear from you.
Absolutely. This is like really tough because there's a lot of kids that find themselves in this situation that don't really want to speak up about it because they don't want to be called a snitch and they don't want to be called a tattletale and they don't want to wear that scarlet letter and have kids pick on them more, to be honest. So it's that delicate balance. And also, like, if you go home and cry to your mom, like, and she takes action,
well,
it's going to probably... if that gets back to the bullies, not end up well for you.
What I'm very interested in is hearing how Pam taught her son to fire back. How did you teach him to roast other kids? That would be great to be a fly on the wall. And of course, you know, I remember at 8-9 years old myself, I got picked on a couple of times from kids I didn't know. But kids will do it more when they see that it affects you. You know what I mean?
Right.
They want to trigger you. A couple of texts coming in. The first one's from Chelsea. Hey, good morning, guys. My son and his friends went through this roasting stage. You need to teach him, one, have a poker face, and two, the phrase, I know you are, but what am I? And also, dude, are you feeling okay?
Yeah, that's really my favorite one. That's my if you just look at someone who's being a jerk to you and be like, are you okay? Did somebody, is something wrong?
I think one of the things you like to say is just call somebody weird. Oh, you're being so weird.
Yeah, like there's nothing that hurts more than if you're like, oh my God, you're so weird. Like, what? Honestly.
Guys, get him plugged into a new friend group who doesn't act like this. This current friend group sounds like they're actually being pretty crappy. Once someone's feelings are hurt, and especially when the teacher is involved, respectful kids know it's time to stop. Yeah, they could be your friend. I mean, me and my friends, we all roast each other. We did it when we were younger, but everybody has to take turns in doing it. If you're one kid and you're just taking a beating, it's not fun anymore. It's not how it works.
No, that's not fun at all. Let's see here. There's a couple of other people that are weighing in that said, honestly, I would tell him and encourage him to get new friends and leave those ones behind. They're not adding anything to his life but heartache and torture.
If you have to stop taking the bus for any given reason because of a situation like this, then all of a sudden it becomes harassment. That's what it is. Because now you're having to go out of your way. It's like somebody in the workplace getting harassed. You don't normally take the easy way out to get to the parking lot. Now you have to take the long way. Go on the opposite side of the building. Take the stairwell. Take the elevator.
But I would also argue that like going to HR in that type of setting is also very nerve-wracking, and you're kind of deterred from doing so just because you don't want to wear that scarlet letter. Same as going to the principal.
Sure.
Same as telling any type of authority is crazy. Tommy Bechtold in the studio with us, the Golden Bachelor. Were you bullied as a child?
Hey, everybody. It's Tommy Bechtold, the Golden Bachelor, cryptocurrency enthusiast, lover of frozen custard, daddy's special little boy. And this is a tough one.
I can see why you were bullied.
I was massively bullied as a child and as an adult. This is tough because, you know, my tactic as a kid was to be in on the joke,
sure.
Right?
Like, yeah.
Oh, people are bullying me. I will be meaner to myself than any kid will be to me. And where that leads you at 41 years old is to rehab. So you have to, you have to make sure that this kid doesn't, you know, become too much of a punching bag. And
right.
What I did is I investigated into the home life of my friends, and then I made it personal. And I found the mockery ended real fast. Like, if they were making fun of me about my weight, I would point out their dad's gambling problem.
And be yeah. So you got personal real quick.
Be a little detective. Go too far, and then they'll never mess with you again.
Yeah, no, that's one way to do it. Is retaliating really the answer? But, of course, you have to stick up for yourself.
Yeah.
Shauna says, start scheduling as many play dates as you can with other kids that aren't bullies. Teach your son to not give them a big reaction. As much as he can minimize the emotional response, the better.
I think that's dead on. Like, honestly, not letting it get to you, it gets boring for bullies. Like, bullies,
they'll move on to somebody a little bit more vulnerable.
Yeah.
They want to get a reaction. We have a teacher weighing in. That's exactly who we want to talk to. This person says, as a former teacher, I would honestly teaching him to roast back is not going to help. It will just make things worse. My kid went through this a couple of years ago. What worked for us was teaching him to just say okay and walk away. The bullies want a reaction, like you guys said. And when they don't get one, they usually move on to someone else. Also, document everything and keep bugging the school about it. Email the teacher, the principal, the counselor every time it happens because schools tend to take it way more seriously when there's a paper trail. Mm. Well said. I think I agree with that.
Yeah.
When there's a paper trail, then they get scared because now it's documented.
It's really tough because the more oxygen you give situations like this, then the more likely the bullies are to keep, you know, feeding into it. So it's like, it's especially with little kids, it's so hard because they, you know, they're so fickle. They're going to move on to something else or a new target quickly.
I don't know. As far as Pam's son, I don't know how much I would call these guys friends. Mm-hmm. You know, I get they're 9 and 10 years old. But like I said, it's one thing if you're doing it together. Mm-hmm. But once you start ganging up on just one person, I don't know, they're not really your friends anymore.
Correct.
Yeah.
Tell him to defend himself. This is a life lesson. All kids need to go through it so when they grow up, they aren't mistreated and continue to tolerate bad behavior without even defending themselves. Also tell him that those aren't friends. Real friends don't bully each other. He needs to understand this now so when he's old enough, it doesn't impact him in worse ways. Kind of like what you were just saying.
Yeah, that's a great point.
I don't like this text, and I don't agree with this text. I think a modest bit of bullying is good for character building. Just smile and laugh through it, and if you get make fun of, start making fun of yourself first. I think that can honestly lead to like self-hatred and
yes.
self-resentment and not speaking nicely to yourself and treating your body in ways that you probably shouldn't. Like, I don't... Yes, I do think that like you should be able to take a joke and be in on a joke and learn to laugh at yourself, but to make fun of yourself, not for me. I'm good on that.
Go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, your true friends, I have the same friend group that I had when I was 13 years old,
right.
And we are the first to make fun of each other, but we are also the first to lift each other up, and like that is what this kid is going to find, right? Like he's going to find the friends that like, yeah, they might make fun of each other a little bit, but at the end of the day, they're not trying to make his life worse. If his current friend group is just tearing him down all the time, you got to get him into something else. Get him in a karate class or something.
Right. And if you're in a room with them and they're tearing you down or like poking fun at you, and that's all fine and well. But if they're in a room without you and doing that, that's not a friend. They're the person in the room who's like, hey, you can't talk about him like that, but I can, type of thing.
That's correct.
Right.
Roasting without consent equals bullying. The school must take stronger action. Roasting back isn't really the solution, although I understand where the mom is coming from. But all in all, it just kind of sounds unacceptable, especially if the teachers and the counselors aren't going to do anything. You know, I'm sure they get these, they get these phone calls all the time. What can you do? All right. That's a lot of messages coming in from this one today. Pam, thanks for your message. Pam from Marinacoit writing in about her 9-year-old son. So all in all, what's the best advice to tell her son?
Get really good at a jab and an uppercut, and I would say, yes, look for the people in the kids' class that are nice kids. There are nice 9 and 10 year olds. You know, it's like if they're hanging out with a bunch of bullies, he's got to hang out with new friends.
Yeah.
He's young enough to make a new friend group. It's not going to completely destroy him socially.
Yeah, like one of our listeners said, you got to get him plugged into a new friend group who doesn't act this way. We're going to take a really quick break, you guys. The Bachelors for the 15th Annual Bachelor Auction tomorrow night are joining us in just a couple of minutes. Stay there. We're going to give you a chance to meet them. Plus, play the dating game on PXY Mornings.